Hello, friend. Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah again with you. We are talking today on loyalty program in airlines, a modern approach. So, what is this? What is a loyalty program? Identifying who are the loyal customer, what's the social angel, what is social loyalty, conceptual framework, implementation of loyalty program, and design changes and resulting redemption of loyalty points. So this is the structure we are going to go through. Let's introduce this, the whole thing. Air travel and associate program have become a part of the commodity in today's world. So a lot of traveling by air has been happening, and there are many programs which are linked to that, and people are looking for getting connected to this loyalty program. In airline industry, the loyalty programs are also known as frequent flyer program or FFP. This area has shown a tremendous growth. Many people who have been flying have been becoming part of the loyalty program. Now let's look into this. This area has shown a tremendous growth since first such initiative was launched 30 years ago. Now let's begin. How did it start? Initially, the full service airline, the airlines of a repute like Air India, Singapore Airlines, British Airways, Emirates Airline, and Qatar Airways, Lufthansa, Alitalia, or United Airlines, many of them first thought of this loyalty program. These airlines I just mentioned are considered as full service airline. So when they wanted their customer to be loyal to them, and by loyalty they would reward them by certain point, that was called a frequent flyer program, and rewarding them towards their loyalty. The idea was to reward a customer for their flight ticket purchases. So what they buy, they would be rewarded by certain point, and then they continue flying with them, so retaining them. For example, if someone wants to fly on Air India, then he flies with them regularly and start accumulating points and rewards. So who are the first airline to introduce? American Airlines. And as I said to this, American Airlines is a full service airline. Now I would tell you very quickly the difference between a full service airline and a low cost carrier. What is a full service airline? That offers everything as a bundled package to them on a flight. For example, their ticket price also includes on the meal of the flight, also the entertainment, refreshment, the facilities on the aircraft, the baggage allowances, all as a bundled package. This was the concept of a full service airline. Low cost carriers, the airline which offered value for money, they only offered the cost of the flying, the ticket price. Very recently, many of them have come in, and for example, in India we have got IndiGo, or in international markets we have got Air Arabia, Air Asia, other few examples within Asia. These are the low cost carriers. So the full service airline started with a frequent flyer program or air loyalty program. American Airlines was the first to offer this program. It is practiced as such a customer relationship marketing tool. It has become a very strong sense of customer relationship management. apart from adopting the concept of social loyalty, airlines also need to provide more avenues for the customer to redeem accrued points. So what is done? You continue accumulating, and with those points which you have earned, you can burn them, as they call it, or you can utilize them for buying a free ticket and upgrade from economy to another higher class of service and so on, so that they don't get wasted. So if they are accumulated, and during a course of time it should be accumulated and redeemed, so they don't go wasted. Crossover loyalty and exchange of loyalty point are few such measures which enable the customer to use accrued point for purchasing other related or unrelated items. For example, some hotels are having a tie-up with these airlines. You can burn those points or utilize them, redeem them at those hotels, or with some car rental company. You have accumulated, say, 20,000 points, so you can hire 3 days for rent a car, and so on. Or even fashion accessories, etc. So you can go to a fashion mall and buy fashion accessories. So they are known as loyalty program, or as I said, frequent flyer program, came into existence as a mechanism for customer retention, in which airline used to offer rewards to the traveler in return for the purchase of a travel through their airline. So airlines were offering them to purchase of the ticket, upgrading them from the lower class to higher class, and so on and so forth. Initial program was working on a model based on mile for a mile. So if you flew a mile, you get a point as a mile. FFP, frequent flyer program. So another model, a popular model which was emerged, frequent flyer program or a loyalty program, but in an aviation industry it is known as a frequent flyer program, was emerged in the process, was a revenue based model where the traveler earns point, not air miles, and for the money spent on the air ticket. So somebody had bought a revenue ticket, a ticket for which he has paid, he earns a point for the amount of money, and number of points or number of miles flown, you get so many points. And if you accumulate X number of points, it can be utilized, burned for buying another airline ticket. Or if that is not sufficient, then get an upgrade. This revenue-based model is more prevalent in low-cost carrier now. You understood the low-cost carrier, as I have explained. Low-cost carriers are those airlines which only offer the price of the ticket. The rest of the thing have to be bought. You want to buy a meal, it is not bundled up in your price. It is unbundled. You pay separately for buying a ticket. Only so much kilograms are allowed. Only specific seats will be meant for you. If you want to buy front seat, you have to pay for it. So on. If you want to listen to the music, you buy for the music system headset. If you want to watch a movie, you buy for that. If you want to buy a drink on flight, you pay for it. All other are being paid. That is a low-cost carrier. So for a customer, the benefit of mileage-based program lies in the fact that he can earn miles on cheap and long flight and redeem those miles for expensive ticket. So this is a possible thing he can do. He can buy such tickets. The number of these award seats available at a desirable price point are very limited on a popular route during the peak and demand period. So this is again a restriction. Airlines offer very limited seats on every flight for redemption or accrued point, and have a preference for revenue ticket. Mind it, to burn those points, some airlines have put a restriction that only 10 seats will be allowed to be redeemed by purchasing through the points earned on the frequent flyer program. The rest will be sold to the revenue passengers. And again on that, many airlines demand that the point or the cost of the ticket will only include the ticket price. The taxes have to be paid in cash. Those points cannot be redeemed for paying for taxes. The advantage of this revenue program is that a customer can book every ticket on every flight using the accrued point. There are no restriction or preference on rewarded tickets in a revenue-based model. Let's look at some surprising facts. 80% of the frequent flyer members never actually earn enough air mile, so redeem the flight. You need to accumulate so many of the points to get a benefit. Now this is again goes without saying that you are paid, you got the benefit of the service. Now whatever come to you is an extra. And the fact is 80% of the people, one-time traveler, two-time traveler in a month, in a year, will not earn those many miles. So points earned go waste. Around 9.7 trillion frequent flyer miles go unredeemed every year. Something not alarming to me because I hail from this industry. But many of us, we make point. This frequent flyer program is good those who are business travelers and regularly travel maybe 3 or 4 times in a month. So this program is very successful. Now what's the social loyalty in this? It's an effort towards rewarding not just the high value customer based on the transaction amount, but rewarding brand advocates always. So those who have purchased, they are recognizing your brand, they are loyal to you, so reward them, give them point. These are the customers who talk in various forums about their experiences with a particular brand. So customer earn loyalty points by engaging in various, we are now talking about the social loyalty and buying different point. Customer earn loyalty point by engaging in various activities such as sharing their experiences, liking or tweeting the products, information and promotion deals. So this is on a social loyalty. Look at the social loyalty, how does it move around? Social loyalty, conceptual framework, loyalty, engagement, enrichment and rewards. So phase of social loyalty engagement goes this way. You listen to someone talking of a product, you analyze it, then you relate it to you or someone, which is like an act, and get loyalty into that engagement. So design changes needed in the redemption of the loyalty point. Ability to trade loyal point. Now many airlines do offer to redeem point to their family members, but not to anybody. So what changes needed to trade loyalty points? Co-creating the redemption avenues along with the customer. Use loyalty point for purchasing ancillary services, which is being, ancillary services stand for what? For example, buying on a flight, a meal, paying for the excess baggage, paying for upgrading, all that is ancillary services. Crossover loyalty, if you suddenly move from one brand to another, how does your point go? And loyalty point as a gift or as customer service relationship, if you offer as a gift. Thank you very much. We concluded on the presentation of our topic. Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah thanking you for listening to me and hope to talk to you soon. Have a good day. Enjoy your studies.